Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, February the 16th, Comptometer. Where I live, it's fairly rural and the wind off the Bristol Channel regularly batters the coastline and adjacent inland areas. Given the various storms this year, one might imagine that the trees and hedgerows would all have been snapped or uprooted, but not a bit of it. Mother Nature has worked her charms over the years so that all the trees in exposed areas adopt a scoured profile, sloped in the direction of the wind, vertical on the leeward. The hedgerows are similarly resilient, featuring tightly grown hazel and blackthorn, reborn over the centuries and now, careless farmer aside, immovable to the elements. On a recent coastal walk, I came across a batch of conifers planted a year ago, but now absolutely devastated, clearly unsuited to the environment and incapable of thriving in the rocky soil and turbulent weather. Of course, I relay all of this to you not by way of astonishing revelation, but to tee up this week's editorial and reflect upon a characteristic that, to my mind, is as valuable as loyalty and trust when one is considering teams and leadership. That characteristic is adaptability, something that the coastal trees and hedgerows have understood and developed over millennia, and that today, more than ever, is a huge asset in any organisation. To move away from the woodland for a moment, consider that, and I accept that I'm divulging a little too much age-related information here, in my first proper job there was a lady who sat in a large static chair and all day whacked the keys of a comptometer machine that she'd used and become completely expert with over a period of 30 years. When it broke down one day, she simply burst into tears when I went over and offered her my Texas Instruments electronic calculator. Her tears were born out of the realisation that, without her comptometer machine, she felt that she had no skill or purpose and hadn't the faintest idea how to use my proffered calculator. From Kodak Instamatic cameras with their 24-picture reel of film to Blockbuster video stores or Nokia mobile phones, the message is, adapt or die. So take yourself in a time machine and zoom back to 1948 and the birth of the NHS, articulated and sold to a nation by Aniron Bevan. Consider what life for citizens was like back then. 3 years on from the Second World War, the UK was financially broken, with all the attendant effects on individual people that such circumstances provoked. Food was available, but citizens would have stared incredulously at the fast food industry of today, even more so if they realised that you could order it on a cordless telephone and it would be delivered by a man on an electric bicycle in 15 minutes to your door. Penicillin had been discovered in 1928, but had only been mass-produced and prescribed by 1945, so the pharmaceutical industry was still an infant in 1948. The idea of street vendors supplying wraps of cocaine, amphetamines or opiates to desperate addicts couldn't have been conceived. Meanwhile, the internet wasn't even a kernel of an idea, televisions were expensive and monochrome, everyone did sport at school and every kid drank milk. Sweets were a luxury, clothing had to last and the Clean Air Act hadn't been conceived. Smoking was immensely popular and international travel was a rarity. For most working people, factory fortnight in the summer was your holiday and you took it on packed beaches in the UK along with everybody else. How could anyone believe that an NHS designed in 1948 would still be operating in 2024? But despite seismic changes to society, technology, attitudes and demographics, it is. Whatever your age, think what your NHS has done in your lifetime to adapt and serve you. No, not perfect, but blimey, it's a miracle it's here at all. How on earth has it managed to survive? I would suggest because enough good people have been smart enough to figure out adaptations over the years and make them happen. So allow me to leave you with a single thought. What do you need to do with your skills, aptitudes, capabilities and outlook so that you are not the comptometer lady of the future? take time to plan your own development, and rest assured, we're always here to help you, and have been since 1902. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.